This goes to Dr. Arcturus, A-R-T-U-R-A-S, Klugas, K-L-U-G-A-S, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Pamela Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, date of birth June 18th, 1956. Dear Dr. Klugas, this is a follow-up visit with Ms. Miller with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and a history of hyperkalemia secondary to ACE inhibitor use. Her blood pressure has been higher than usual for the last 6 months when checked. She's not currently on any medications for her blood pressure, and she may actually need to resume something, but she needs to avoid ACE or ARB use due to the history of hyperkalemia. I believe the potassium level was 6.2 when we asked her to stop the ACE. She denies any hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit of July 18th of 2022. She has gained 5 pounds since that time. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No headaches, dizziness, or syncopal episodes. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And no edema. Medications. She's on Lipitor 40 milligram daily. Metformin is 850 milligram 3 times a day. Aspirin 81 milligram daily. Tylenol as needed for pain and Benadryl as needed for itching. She does use her CPAP for her obstructive sleep apnea. Physical examination, weight is 227 pounds, pulse is 58, blood pressure is 152 over 80, right arm sitting, large adult cuff. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese and non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 21st of 2022. Creatinine was improved at 1.1 with estimated GFR of 50. Albumin 3.7, calcium was 8.9, sodium is 139, potassium was elevated at 5.3. Previous levels were 4.5 and 5.1. Carbon dioxide 22, phosphorus is 4.0, hemoglobin 11 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, a stage 3A chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. Mild hyperkalemia despite being off the ACE and ARBs, but hypertension is not at goal. And if it is still elevated when she has her follow-up visit in your office next week, we would recommend starting something like low-dose hydrochlorothiazide may be a good option, as that would help keep the potassium lower and also hopefully treat the hypertension adequately. But we certainly should avoid any ACE or ARB use due to her history of hyperkalemia and her current hyperkalemia. We want her to continue having lab studies done for us every 3 months. She should follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she will have a follow-up visit in this practice within 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.